89.7 FM, Eastside Radio.
Time to say goodbye. Well, why would we be playing that? I have absolutely no idea. But as you know, Eastside Radio is a community-based radio station, and it engages a number of interns for all sorts of purposes. And in many cases, interns are overseas students or travellers who have an interest in radio. And they bring not only enthusiasm and dedication, but also musical variety and excitement to the position and to the station indeed. There is benefit for everybody. The downside, of course, is that after we all get used to them and their impact on the station, and they're well established and we love them all, they leave. Well, such is the case with Clara, and it's time to say goodbye to her. But before she goes, I thought we should have a chat to her. And what do you know? She's in the studio with me right now. Clara, welcome to Eastside Radio. Welcome to Eastside Radio. I shouldn't really be saying that. You've been here for ages. Hello. Welcome to Bondi, Clara.
Hey, thanks. I'm so glad to be on your drive.
Oh, welcome to drive. And you're going to leave us soon, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. At the end of the week, actually. Friday.
At the end of this. Well, when did you join us? How long have you been with us?
I joined the 4th of March, so I've been with you for 4 months, almost.
The 4th of March, that's very precise. Have you been counting?
I just remember my flight.
Oh, you remember your flight. And when is your flight out? How long are you going to be with us after you've left Eastside?
I will be in Australia until the 19th of August, maybe travelling a bit around and then come back to Paris.
What have been the most valuable skills you think you've learned or experiences you've gained?
I think
whilst you've been with us.
Yeah, I think the most interesting part was to discover our community radio work, and everyone was really lovely, really passionate about jazz, and that's the stuff that I like the most. And also the skills that I got was to do like a show on air, like with the adrenaline of the direct, and I think it was the best stuff I ever experienced. Like the stress just before going on air was so nice, so stimulating.
You never get used to it, I have to tell you. The few minutes before drive is quite a few moments as well. But so what do you think were the biggest challenges you faced while you were doing? And you actually have your own program too. We should tell our listeners about that. When is your program?
My program is Tuesday night, so actually Wednesday morning, because it starts at 12:30. It's called Get in Touch with the Friend Touch. So I'm playing all about electronic music / techno music, but by French DJs.
And what program does it follow?
Of course, Classical Beats.
And who's the presenter of that?
I think it's Alan Field.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
That's familiar. That's very familiar. And do you enjoy presenting the show?
Yeah, that's so great. So much fun.
And when do you do the preparation for it?
The week before or on the weekend, depending. And I'm also co-hosting the French Forever show on Wednesday night, starting at 8 p.m. That's also really great to have a team with me.
Yeah,
it's so nice.
You've got a team with you, a production team?
Yeah, I did one time with Gabrielle, so the founder of Forever French, and so we did together the show. It was so great.
What aspects of the radio station's operation or culture did you find the most beneficial
I think the station is really in touch with the community. Like listeners call every day, say like, oh, I really love this show. Can you play this song, please? And also we promote local artists, local festivals. So I think that was the best part, that it's really in touch with the people in Sydney.
In touch with the French touch.
Exactly.
In Sydney.
Yeah.
Have you found a large French community in Sydney?
Yeah, it's actually pretty big.
And did you know about them before you arrived?
Yeah, I knew. But everyone... went to Australia to work in a farm, to have lots of money and then travel around.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't really meet the French community because I wanted to meet like the Australian people here.
Good on you, good on you. Do you find any problem with the language?
Just the slang, like you cut the words in two, like afternoon, arvo and stuff like this. And also you, I don't know, you aspire the word, you don't say the proper word. That's pretty hard for me.
But you know what, when I was in France a few years ago, I was sitting at a cafe having my coffee and croissant, as you do. And a bunch of school kids walked past, and they were young. They were, I don't know, primary. And I said to the guy I was sitting with, you know, these little French kids, they're all so clever. They can all speak French. And then I realised that maybe I was the odd one out. Anyway, are there any specific projects or tasks that you did whilst you were here with us at Eastside Radio that you're particularly proud of?
At the beginning, when I arrived, I covered the French Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Organized by the L'Alliance Française in Sydney, and it was so great. So I did some content for the social media. I wrote an article. I went to one night and did like a bit of a report and yeah, meet people, meet the organizer of the festival. So I think that was my best moment.
No, I don't think it was. I think some of your best moments were publishing for me up on our website some of the interviews that I've done here on Drive.
That's already good.
So I really want to thank you for doing that, and that's on a personal basis because I certainly wouldn't be able to do it, and it takes a lot to run a radio station, and not too many people see what's behind the scenes, so you were responsible. Would you advise other young people to become an intern on a radio station?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the best experience, especially if you want to go in the media field, because the time to try, you're the intern, so you have like freedom to do your own show, write your article, and that's just like be involved in the station. And so I think it's a great opportunity. Everyone interested in journalism should do it.
Okay, well, in journalism or specifically in radio, which way are you going to be going into the future?
I'm specifically interested in radio.
Okay, well, I said earlier on that we get in Eastside Radio a number of different people from all around the world. You're very obviously from Paris, from France. And I also said that it's very unfortunate that, you know, just when everybody gets used to you, you leave. But when one person leaves, another person joins. And sure enough, in the studio with me also today, we welcome Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hello. How's it going?
How's it going? Now, that is not a French accent.
Nope, definitely not.
Kate is newly interned to us from...
the US.
From the US.
Yeah, from New Jersey.
From New Jersey. Okay, well, tell us about yourself, Kate. How long have you been here?
I've been here for about 2 weeks now.
The station?
Yep, at the station.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to Bondi, because we haven't seen you down here before.
Yeah, I've been in Paddington.
Yeah. And have they allocated a show to you?
Yes, they have, and it starts tonight at midnight. It will be my first show. It's called Exploring the Popular Hits of the U.S. with Kate, and it will all be playing Morgan Wallen.
Who?
Morgan Wallen. He's a country artist.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Has anybody shown you how to operate the studio yet?
Yes, they have.
Lucky you.
Clara has taught me how.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay. Well, welcome. And I hope it's not too long before we actually have to say goodbye to you too. How long are you scheduled to be with us here?
I go back to the U.S. July 17th. So
July 17th?
My show will only be about...
But that's only 4 weeks away.
Yeah, it's only 4 weeks away, unfortunately.
Oh, dear. Well, as I said at the beginning, just as soon as we get to know and love all of our interns, they disappear on us. So anyway, Kate, welcome to Eastside Radio, and I hope you have a wonderful time in front of you for the 4 weeks that you're with us.
Thank you.
And back to you, Clara. I played at the beginning of this small segment, Time to Say Goodbye, and that was from Andrea Bocelli. Andrea Bocelli is Italian. Mm-hmm. So really today we've got Australian, French, American and Italian represented in this segment. But it is goodbye to you. So what sort of song would you like me to play, which is more of your style?
It would be great if you can play Dis-moi au revoir. It's a, I would say, like a house
Dis-moi
track.
Au revoir. Now, I'm going to recall my schoolboy French, which was never very good. And it seems to me that that says, say me goodbye. Say goodbye, eh, me.
Say goodbye to me, maybe.
Okay, well, yeah. That'll work. Like I said, I was never very good at it. So would you like to introduce it?
Yeah, I like this song for the vibe and also because I discovered it when I was in Madrid during my Erasmus. So it really remember me memories. And I think that's what the track are for, like to remember your good memories. So that's what I like the most in this track.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your the impact that you've had on the station over the past few weeks, and all the very best from East Side Radio for whatever you decide to do in the future.
Thanks, Alan.